The weather is warming up. People are heading outdoors. I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network, and spring brings the annual plant and flower shows to the South Carolina State Farmers Markets. And South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here to tell us more about these fun events, and the first one just around the corner in Columbia.
That's right, Mike. These shows really are the unofficial beginning of spring. And we kick it off this weekend at the Columbia State Farmers Market out in West Columbia. These always are just a fun time to get things ready for your garden. I know Blanche already has me working, but this is a good outing, good family time together, great event to showcase just what you can get from South Carolina vendors, or probably some out-of-staters in there as well, but what you can get for the yard and garden. And we kick it off Thursday, the 7th, and it'll be Thursday to Saturday, 8 to 5, and then Sunday afternoon, 10 to 4, there at the farmer's market. Of course, we always say it's free to get in, but what it costs you to get out, it's up to you. How much money you going to spend?
Or to Miss Blanche, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I know Miss April would be the same way. I understand.
Yeah, parking is free.
Well, the three state farmers markets, each of them hosting one of these spring plant and flower shows. As you mentioned, Columbia coming up starting on Thursday. And then in a couple of weeks from then, April the 21st, it's time for the PD State Farmers Market to get its show underway in Florence.
That's right. We skip Easter weekend, naturally. So down in Florence, same type of Thursday to Sunday, but they'll go to 6 p.m. on Thursday through Saturday, and people really love that show. I used to have neighbors that would take a time off from work, ask for time off just to make that show, and the little market really is very popular there in the Florence area, and so the 21st to the 24th up there at the PD State Farmers Market on Highway 52, and then we'll come and wind it up in Greenville. At the end of April, running into May 1st, same Thursday to Sunday schedule at the Rutherford Road Farmers Market in Greenville. And we've done some work out there, got some more work yet to do, paving the parking lots, getting the building sort of upgraded. So don't know that much of that will be visible to those shopping, but the new parking areas should be a little more convenient. So new market manager up in Greenville. She's doing a great job, so looking forward to some great shows over the next month.
As you said, this is a sign that spring has sprung, and really, if you're getting your garden, your home ready for spring, these shows are where you need to go first, aren't they?
That's right. The wide variety, and again, buying direct from growers for the most part, you know that the quality that you're going to get is really top-notch. So that's a big thing. But again, you'll see a lot of your friends out there, and should be plenty of volume of product. I know, with everything coming back from pandemic shutdowns, I've seen a lot of bigger than normal crowds. So I would encourage people to get out early, just in case there's a run on something special, and don't want to see any of our vendors run out. So get out there early and have a great time.
Absolutely, and it all begins this Thursday in Columbia at the State Farmers Market. There, we're going to put these dates and times all on our website at sfntoday.com, so you have access to all of them. The spring annual plant and flower shows at the South Carolina State Farmers Markets, they get underway this week. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.